Charlotte, the Rachel Hayhoe Trent Trophy winner, how does that feel?
I can't even put it into words, to be honest, Kev. Like, it's just, you know, to think 3 or 4 weeks ago I didn't think I was going to be playing in this competition, to now be playing alongside some of my best friends. So, you know, I can't really even put it into words, but it's an amazing feeling.
And a big contribution from you, 6 for 34.
I think that might even be my best figures. I'm not sure, actually. So
whatever in any cricket?
I might have taken a 6. Yeah, I can't remember taking another 6 foot before. I might be wrong. I'm sure my dad would correct me, but I think that potentially might be my best figures ever. So what more could you ask for?
And an important 6 wickets as well, because your first one was Holly Armitage. They had a good start.
Yeah, they did have a very good start. But, you know, I backed myself to bowl my best ball, and I saw her coming down at me a few times. So I thought, you know, just drag one down a little bit and hopefully she might, you know, make a mistake. And I think she did that. So, yeah, good to get the first one on the board.
Did it feel different today than any other game?
Not really. I mean, to me, it's just another game of cricket, you know. But, you know, there is a lot of pressure, you know, and you do sort of feel it a little bit. But, you know, I think just with all these girls behind me, that it's just another game of cricket when they're all behind you.
Gemma Green in the commentary box there, you know, obviously a teammate of yours at Hershey Legends, was willing you to get 7 wickets.
I think most of the other girls were as well. They were like, you got one more in you. I was like, do I? But, yeah, you know, I did a job for my team and we won the game, so that's the most important thing.
I mean, not only to be a trophy winner, but to actually be player of the match as well in a final, that not many people experience that.
No, and especially not someone that's only played sort of 4 games out of 6 of the competition. I couldn't ask for anything more than that. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy and pleased, and I hope I've made my parents and my family proud today.
Well, I'm sure you have. I mean, to think that you weren't even in the squad initially.
I know. And to get that call, it just seems like a lifetime ago now, but it all happened very, very quickly. And I'm, you know, I'm so, so pleased, and I hope I've done Lottie proud, and thank you for the opportunity from Lottie and Carts especially.
So what do you do now?
Gosh, I don't know. I think we've got October off, and then we've got, you know, a good winter program lined up, so we'll just get straight back on it and meet the squad and just, you know, hopefully continue where we left off today.
I know you were disappointed when you weren't in the squad initially. I mean, as you've grown as the tournament's gone on, of course today's been, you know, the icing on the cake. I mean, you're now a fully fledged Viper.
Well, I can't ask for anything else. I didn't expect it at all. And yeah, I'm very, very happy and very, very pleased that I've been given the opportunity and I've taken it, and hopefully it can continue now.